Flag York region has launched a letter-writing campaign calling out federal conservative leader Pierre Poilievre over his comments about not recognizing non-binary people. The LGBTQ+ advocacy organization is criticizing Poilievre, who was asked in an interview what his thoughts were on the new U.S. federal government policy only recognizing two genders. Asked to name other genders, Poilievre said, "I'm aware of two." Flag put out a statement criticizing the statement, noting the existence of several non-gender binary identities. With his answer and wording, Pierre Poilievre can easily claim ignorance, but a 20-year career in politics and the experiences that come with it should say otherwise, and we as a public and as allies of the community should expect that of him, Flag York Region President Tristan Kuhlman said. It was a deliberate way of communicating with his conservative base and a deliberate act of disrespect. Flag identified several non-binary identities, including genderfluid, genderqueer, two-spirit, agender, and intersex. The organization is asking its supporter to write letters to Poilievre to make their displeasure at his comments known. The letters are also phrased to educate and identify gender identities beyond just male and female. I am making myself part of your queer learning journey by helping you expand your vocabulary of gender identities and how you can support individuals, like me, one form email said. I hope you keep this lesson in mind as a very influential elected official, and as someone who may be our next prime minister. The letters are meant to be a bit tongue-in-cheek, Flagg said. We know his vocabulary is much stronger than that. But since he claimed ignorance, we're encouraging our community to provide Mr. Poilievre and his deputy Melissa Lantzman, and me, a member of our community, a little lesson in queer vocabulary, Kuhlman said. Language matters. Feigning ignorance on a serious topic is behavior reserved for children and not someone seeking the top job in Canada. Poilievre's statement is harmful, Kuhlman said. This form of harm is repeated most commonly by individuals choosing to engage in a culture war with the LGBTQ2IA+ community and its allies.